Albert Einstein was the most brilliant physicist the world has ever known. Through his science, he understood the true mysteries of the universe. And I believe he's one of the great spiritual teachers also. The secret of life, according to Albert Einstein, I love what he says, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. Welcome to Day 18, the rewards of the higher self. There is more than one way to experience the world. We can operate from ego and limit our perspective to the world of the five senses. That ultimately may not provide the deep fulfillment, though, that life has to offer. Instead, we can seek to access our higher selves, where we are able to fully unlock the divinity and grace of the universe. The higher you, the real you, is spirit, is infinite love, is infinite grace. Together in this meditation journey, we've come to experience gratitude as the portal to our higher selves. From this place of gratitude and grace, we intrinsically have faith. We trust that all will be well. We take the next right step, one step at a time. We become one with the divine order of all. And that begets miracles. So let us take a deep breath and try to tap into our higher selves, into the stillness. Let's meditate.
We've mentioned the higher self and the true self several times. They are the same in essence, a self that goes beyond the ego. Some traditions call this the soul, but we shouldn't get caught up in terminology. The important question is how to contact the higher self and take advantage of it. The higher self is nowhere but right here. A mistake is being made when we separate the lower or ego self from the higher or spiritual self. Your ego and your higher self behave differently, but they are intimately connected. The lower self dominates when you believe first and foremost in the material world. The higher self dominates when you believe first and foremost in consciousness. You are in ego when you focus on all the needs and demands of I, me, and mine. This isn't a bad thing. It's just one level of participating in the world. It's the story of a single, isolated individual trying to survive and get ahead. You're in your higher self when you focus on self-awareness and the expansion of your being. Then your story is about the things we've been discussing: gratitude, grace, love, and truth. The life of the ego comes naturally. We've all learned how to look after ourselves. The life of the soul or higher self also comes naturally, but the way is blocked by a lack of knowledge and experience. Now you've gotten the knowledge and had the experience in our meditations together. Gratitude has begun to liberate your awareness and relieve you of the ego's demands and struggles. You are ready to test the rewards of a different way of living your story. When you shift your focus to the higher self, it lifts you above the drama. Approaching difficulties with generosity of spirit keeps you from being lost in victimization, depression, or self-pity. Gratitude keeps us humble about the limitations of our knowledge of the future. We really don't know the long-term outcome of any situation. Realizing this opens the way to surrender in an attitude of trust. The rewards of the higher self don't appear all at once. Imagine that the entire spiritual journey is a 10-mile highway that stretches out before you with beautiful vistas and profound experiences in store. Perhaps you are only a mile down the road, or 2 miles, or three. The beauty of having knowledge about the whole path is that it allows you to envision all 10 miles. Everyone's journey goes from doubt to certainty. Each step guided by what you know and what you've experienced. You are building a self and a life story along the way. But for each of us, despite our differences, there's something to share. A vision of the possibilities that are waiting to be awakened inside us. Once this vision has dawned, your natural response is complete thankfulness and deeper trust. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My higher self is with me all the time. My higher self is with me all the time. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Sanatana Hum. This mantra means, I experience myself as ever-present. As you repeat the mantra, feel the continuum of your consciousness as an unending presence. Repeat it silently to yourself. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. Sanatana Hum. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My higher self is with me all the time. My higher self is with me all the time. My higher self is with me all the time. Namaste.